Let's review. The Gemara continues to teach and elaborate on additional practices at weddings. Tanya Rabbanan, Ketzad Merakdin Lefnei HaKala. How does one praise the bride during the Nisuin? Beshamei Oimrim, Kala Kamoishahi. We may only praise her genuinely, as is, but we may not praise her falsely, because the Pasuk states, Midva Sheker Terchak, one must avoid falsehood. Beshil Oimrim, Kala No Vachasuda. One should always declare the Kala to be beautiful and righteous, even if she is chigeres oisuma, she has obvious blemishes. As we learned, Mishalokach Mekach Ramin Ashok, Yishabchena Be'enav. Even if someone purchases an inferior product, we must commend him on his selection. Based on Beis Hillel, the Chacham stated that one should always be involved with others to address their needs properly. After mentioning another song of praise before the Kala, the Gemara relates two well-known practices of certain Tanoim Bamirah. Amar Lav al Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, Shoyinotel Bad Shel Hadas Umarakid Lefnei HaKala, Vayomer Kala No Bachasuda. He would dance before the Kala with a branch of myrtle. Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Merakid Atlas. He would dance while juggling three Hadassim. Although Rav Zera considered this embarrassing, the Gemara relates, Kinach Nafshe, If Sikamude de Nura Bendi De Lukul Alma. When Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak passed away, he was separated from the others by a pillar of fire. The Gemiri, This great covet is accorded min hashamayim only to one or two unique individuals in the generation. The Gemara continues with a braisa. Mavirin es ames m'lefnei kala. When both a kala and her procession, and a mes, a deceased and his procession, are going to cross paths, the funeral procession must defer to the wedding procession, and the mes is diverted to another route to avoid the mingling of the two groups. However, both of these groups must defer to the procession of a Jewish king. The Gemara continues with another related brice. One is required to suspend his Torah learning to attend the processions of a mes or a kala. However, this applies only when there are not enough people appropriate to kaved hames, but yeshi mekal tzarkai in mevatlin. If the procession sufficiently meets the needs of Kavan Meis, one does not suspend Torah learning. The Gemara mentions several opinions for Kol Tzarkai, the number of people in the procession which would be sufficient Kavan Meis. Amar Rav Shmuel bar Ini Mishmei Derav, Tracer Alfi Gavri Vishita Alfi Shippuri, 12,000 attendees and 6,000 criers with shayfers. Ula Amar, Kagain Dechaitzi Gavri Ma'avula Ad Sechra, to cover the way from the city until the burial place. Rav Sheshes v'Tim Rav Yechonon Amar Nitilasa k'Nisinasa Ma'Nisinasa b'Shishim Riboy Af Nitilasa b'Shishim Riboy. 600,000 people as were present at the giving of the Torah, because a mace is a termination of Torah learning. The Gemara concludes that these limitations apply only l'man d'kari v'tani, to a mace who merely studied Torah and Mishnah but did not teach others. Av l'man d'masni les l'shiura. However, there are no limitations for a mace who taught Torah to others. The Gemara continues discussing the case of the Mishnah. A muchzik basada, possessor of a field, who told his friend, "This field originally belonged to your father, but I purchased it from him." As I explained in the previous daf, Rabbi Shua agrees with Rabbi Gamliel that his claim is accepted because he has a migui of hapesha aser hu hapesha heter. Hapesha aser, the muchzik who established the restriction by admitting shalavicha haisa. He can remove the restriction by adding This migu is strong enough to substantiate his claim. However, the Mishnah continues, If there were Edim who testify shal aviv haisa, but the landlord claims that he purchased it from aviv, his claim is not accepted unless he brings proof that he purchased it, because since he did not establish the iser, in this case, the claim that it's shal aviv, he cannot remove the iser, this claim, by claiming lekachtia mimeno. The Gemara explains regarding the second case of Yesh Edim that generally, achilas gimel shonim hava chazaka. Once the machzik reaps the crops of the field for 3 years, this creates a chazaka that the field is rightfully his. Because during this time, the bailim, the original owners, were certainly aware that the machzik used in the field, and they should have made a macha, they should have protested his using the field. since the Baum did not make him a Chal. This proves that the Machzik purchased the field legitimately. Therefore, Yesh Lechazaka, Ve'ein Tzarech Lizduri B'Shtari. The Chazaka is a valid proof, and he does not need to safeguard the Shtar Mechir, proof of sale, to prove his ownership. Therefore, in the second case of Yesh Edim, where the Mishnah rules Eino Neman because he has no Migoy, it would actually depend. The Mishnah cannot be speaking of a case where he had used it for 3 years, because then he would be believed. And where he did not use it 3 years, he is indeed not believed. But the Mishnah is not teaching any Chiddush, since this is a well-known halacha from Masechta Baba Basra. David, the Gemara explains that the Mishnah is speaking of a case, the first 2 years of the Chazaka were while the father was alive, but the third year was after he died, in which his ownership was transferred to Benoy Katan, his son, a minor. In this situation, the 3 years of crops are not considered a Chazaka, as Rav Huna taught. Ein machzikin b'nichsei katan afil higdal. One cannot create a Chazaka in the assets of a katan, even after he has grown up, because a Chazaka is only created when the Bailam failed to make a Mecha. The katan cannot make a Mecha because he was not fully aware that the field belonged to his father. Therefore, the Mishnah rules Ein neman, the machzik is not believed. The daf concludes with additional halachas of Chazaka.